Welcome, everybody, to today's podcast for Dazzle Carpet Cleaning. Together, I have with me Rob Brownthwaite and myself, Lev Karrison. Rob, how you doing?
Very well, and hopefully everybody is as well.
Of course. All of our listeners, we really hope that you're taking this time to stay safe and be healthy. Now, we've been talking about Carpet Cleaning 101, and today we want to cover pre- and post-inspection. So what that is when a technician shows up to your home, he does a walkthrough with you. And when he's done the job, he also does a walkthrough with you. So he doesn't just come in and do the work and leave without you being present there. Now, Rob, I know that some of our, you know, they might not be home. They might be leaving us the key, leaving to do whatever errands they need to do or work that they need to do, and then they leave us with the house. So how can you actually get the pre and post inspection done if no one's there?
It's fairly easy. If the customer, when you arrive, says, I have to, you know, take off for a few minutes or whatever the case may be, that's okay. And then what the technician should do at that point then is do their own walkthrough. So they should go through all the areas that are on the invoice that was discussed with the customer on the phone prior to arrival, ensure that all the areas that were discussed are checked off and accounted for. The technician should be looking and making note of any markings, stains, spills, damage, or anything else that may be on the items or the carpets that he or she may be cleaning. Jotting down all that information and making sure that it's accurate in detail. Immediately after doing that, the technician, if they feel comfortable that they've taken an account of all the information, can go ahead and set up the job and get to work. If the customer still hasn't come back while the technician is working, it's probably a good idea for the technician, if they have he or she some very difficult stains that appear not to be coming out completely or not even changing at all, just to actually take a photo of the stain and wait for the customer when the customer gets back to discuss those stains with the customer.
Awesome. And okay, so say the customer is there and they let the technician in. And are they doing the exact same process? Do they change anything from what you just said?
If the customer's there, you want to encourage them to come along through the walkthrough. And usually that's a given anyway, because the customer will generally take the lead in that case upon arrival. Once the introduction has been completed, the customer will then guide the technician throughout the home and show the areas of concern and the areas that they would like done. And also at the same time, the technician is doing the same thing he had done if the customer was at home, checking off the areas, making sure the areas are accurate, making sure everything's accounted for properly. Any stains or spills that the technician from experience observes while doing that walkthrough with the customer, if they appear to be non-removable or unlikely to be completely removed, that's the best time to have that conversation with the customer and explain why their thinking is that way. You don't want to give them any false impression. You don't want to lead them into something that, you know, they think might come out, but in reality it won't. So it's just best to use the upfront approach. And if it does come out better than expected, that's a bonus. Generally though, with our experienced technicians, for the most part, they're very, very accurate in understanding what will and won't come out.
And it does come from experience to identify not just the type of carpet, the type of fiber, but also the type of stain. And most times, from what I've seen, customers don't remember where that stain came from, what that stain is specifically. So in that case, it makes the job a little bit more interesting for the technician.
Yeah, it can make the job in some cases impossible to treat with the correct solution at the beginning. It's just a trial and error process trying to find the right solution to remove that stain.
Right.
Because like you said, a lot of the times the customers don't have a clue. Could be their kids did it while they weren't home. Could be they had a party and a guest did it. So they have no idea.
Or it's just been there for so long. And with the solutions, there isn't just one product that gets rid of one stain. It's or of all stains, there's multiple products.
We have general purpose spotters, of course, but with a lot of stains, especially stains with color, there are very specialized products out there that we use. But it's color in relation to what the content of the stain is. So that's where the chemistry and the science behind it gets a little bit complicated. Just because you have a red stain doesn't mean you're going to use a spotter for a red stain. You're going to use a spotter first based on what the content of the stain is, and then an after product to try and remove the color.
I think that there's a whole episode just on that. So let's leave that for a moment. But that's brilliant. And also, I find that not only is the technician part of this pre-walkthrough and post-walkthrough, but also the customers involved as well. The dispatcher, the admin, is involved part of this process in terms of gathering important and relevant information for when he's dispatching the technicians over and when he's doing the follow-up to make sure that everything went well.
Well as in real time, not just before and after. Our procedure is that our technicians, while in the home, after doing a pre-inspection with the customer, all those notes that they had discussed and gone over with the customer is relayed immediately in real time back to the admin assistant. So the admin assistant can have all that information documented correctly on the invoice.
Yeah, and that way there's a full transparency in the whole process of and the whole experience for the customer.
It's 100% transparent. Yep, completely. And we want to involve our customers as much as possible. Unfortunately, there are companies out there who do their absolute best to avoid the customer.
Right.
And want to collect and get out of there as quick as possible.
Totally. Okay, on that note, we'll end it here. I think that was really valuable information in regards to what the customer should expect in terms of a company who's doing a really great job at not only identifying what the stains are or how the process is done, but involving the customer in the process is part of this, is part of the experience and part of doing a really well job, a job well done.
Very quickly too, because we discussed pre and post, we should briefly touch on post inspection.
Totally.
Post inspection, it's the same process almost as the pre-inspection. Sometimes customers won't actually want to walk through the home after the job, because they feel like the carpet is like being cleaned and, they just don't want to walk on it. They're like, oh, it looks so nice. I don't want to step on my nice brand new carpet. And they're very hesitant actually to walk all over their clean new carpets until they're mostly dry. If that's the case, then the technician can, go through, because they should have been making notes as they were working in terms of what was and what wasn't coming out, have a conversation with the customer and address all those concerns. Be as detailed, we do be as detailed as possible with the customer. So we don't just say, oh, stain in the bedroom did come out. What we'll actually say is, well, you have a stain by your bathroom door. It's about 2 feet off the edge of the door. We believe it could have been this or this. We make our best educated guess if the stain's unknown. We explain to them what we treated the stain with, how we treated the stain, and that we've removed everything from the carpet at that point, where not only have we treated it, but we've removed all the solution, as much of the stain that can be removed, and we've taken extra time to ensure that we've dried it adequately because of the extra work we've done on the area. And the opposite, if the customer does want to come and do a walkthrough, you just have that conversation in person as you're going through the home. And Again, no different than the pre-inspection. Take any notes down. The technician writes everything down, takes account on the post, any comments the customer makes as well. In real time, have that information relayed over to our administrative assistant, who will update the invoice in real time and very quickly resend the updated and revised invoice to the customer. And at that point, when the customer and the technician have finished the walkthrough, they will talk about collecting on the invoice.
Absolutely. And the whole purpose of making sure that we remove all the solution from the carpet and do our best to remove that stain is so that we can leave that carpet clean and sanitized. But just because you have a stain doesn't mean that it hasn't been sanitized.
Oh, yeah, it's complete opposite. You may not get a stain out, like the coloring or the discoloring from whatever content was spilled on the carpet completely, but you can remove the content of the stain 100%. So the actual content of the stain that creates bacteria, that creates bad odors, that just creates an unhealthy environment, that is 100% removed from the carpet.
Right. And customers who see stains may think that it hasn't been fully sanitized or clean because visually you see something. But what happens is the fiber of the carpet gets discolored and there's nothing that we can do about that.
No, we could theoretically bleach those fibers to remove that coloring. But unfortunately, in that process, generally what happens is you remove the color of the carpet fiber. Or the dye that's in the fiber as well. And then you have to reintroduce dye back into the carpet. And with most synthetic carpets, about 90% of the synthetic carpets on the market today, reintroducing the dye is almost impossible because it will take to the fiber for the first, you know, few days. But what happens is those dyes, they don't get properly absorbed and they start to break down. And they actually will leak out of the fiber again because they're not stable. And you end up either having a little bit of that dye smear, or what happens is the next time the new technician or the same technician comes back to do the job in a year or 6 months, when they go over that spot, what will happen is the moment they hit it with the pre-spray, those dyes aren't stable enough to accept a pre-spray. And the technician on one pass with the wand on extraction will remove those dyes that were introduced and leave a bleached out spot again, which will then lead us to having to re-dye the carpet on every single job. And it's not an economical solution to fixing the problem because it would be very expensive to have to re-dye every single time we clean somebody's carpet.
Absolutely. On that note, we will end it here. We'll be back with Carpet Cleaning 101 tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is the weekend. Today's Friday. So we'll be back with Carpet Cleaning 101 on the next episode. We look forward to having all of you here to hear about the processes, what you guys should know, and anything else that may be new information that you've never heard before. Thank you all for listening. Rob, any last words?
No, thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you have any questions for us, please feel free to ask away.
There you have it. Thank you.
Thank you.